Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
We're going to go over some SEO backlink tips for beginners. Now, at this point, you might just be thinking that the only thing you need to know about backlinks is that you have to build them, right? I mean, why overcomplicate things? Why not just build your backlinks and relax? In fact, let's just end this video right now and talk about something else. Well, wait, just hold on a minute there. Look, of course, building backlinks is important. But here's the thing. There are actually a few points you need to understand when it comes to backlinks, aside from the fact that you have to build them. If you just jump in and start building backlinks and ignore a few important things, your SEO plans probably won't work out how you want them to. In fact, you may even end up hurting your rankings if you go in all guns blazing. So stick around, because this video will cover some of the key tips beginners need to know about backlinks. And some of these tips are generally agreed upon by the majority of SEO experts, but some of them, like tip number two, could be a little bit controversial. Anyhow, if you absorb everything in this video, you should be able to upgrade your backlink knowledge so that you're pretty much on par with the experts. So let's get started. Tip number one, quality is as important, if not more important, than quantity. What's more important in life, right? Quantity or quality? It's a question as old as time. And if me and you were sitting face to face in a bar or something like that, we could probably argue all day about this and still not come up with a definite answer. Well, look, I'm here to tell you that when it comes to SEO, there's pretty much a definite answer, which is that quality often beats quantity. After all, one great backlink can often produce the same results as 100 mediocre ones. Their traffic doubled in the space of 4 months. How many backlinks do you think we built each month to make this happen? Maybe 50, 60, 70, 100? No, actually 7. Just 7 backlinks a month, and we were able to double their traffic. Of course, backlinks weren't the only thing that helped this website double its traffic, but there's no denying that these quality backlinks were a pretty huge factor. Now, at this point, a lot of people wonder if building great backlinks is actually worth the effort. I mean, sure, they produce amazing results, but is there any point in building one great backlink if it's just easier to build 100 mediocre ones and eventually get the same result? Well, for the most part, building one great backlink isn't necessarily that much harder than building a mediocre one. Sure, it's a bit more difficult, but it's not like the difference between a 5K run and a full-fledged marathon. I mean, if we use this running example, it's really just a couple of extra kilometers. So kind of like a 5K versus an 8K run. And to be honest, the hard part really just comes down to learning a different approach and then going through the trial and error process to refine everything. And plus, there are ways to make things easier here anyway, which is something we'll cover later. Anyhow, once you go through the process of building quality links, you'll find this slight increase in difficulty isn't that much of a big deal when you consider the benefits a quality backlink can produce. So remember, if you're going to build backlinks, focus on quality. Once you've got the quality side of things down, you can then start focusing on quantity, meaning you can start thinking about how you can build more quality backlinks within the same time frame. So tip number two is don't try to reinvent the wheel. When you first start building backlinks, you might think that you need to come up with some clever, original link building tactics. But while you're free to actually do that, you really don't need to. That's because you can actually just copy some of the tactics that are working for other websites. And this can include websites inside of your niche, as well as websites that have nothing to do with your niche. There are a couple of ways you can copy someone else's link building strategy. One way you can do this is by just reading a few SEO case studies. If you do that, you'll basically be able to learn how someone else built links, and you can then think about using the same approach for your site. Now, if you can read these case studies, you might notice that sometimes they really only just touch on tactics briefly, but they might not go into a ton of detail. If that happens, you can just Google the name of the tactic they've mentioned. And if you do that, you'll most likely come across a blog post that covers how you can get results with this method. You might even find some other case studies that go into a lot more detail. Another way you can copy someone else's backlink strategy is by simply studying their backlink profile. For instance, you might have a competitor that is ranking above you in the search listings. If you pop this website into an SEO tool like Ahrefs, you'll be able to look at their backlinks by link type. After doing that, you might see that they've got lots of links in one particular category. If you take a closer look at these links, you can see where these links are from. And once you have this info, you can then start thinking about how you can reverse engineer their links so that you can also get similar links. Tip number three is never stop building. When it comes to building links, you might think this is just something you can focus on for a couple of months and then forget about. But while that would be nice, this isn't really the best approach. That's because link building is something you actually really need to concentrate on for pretty much the entire existence of your site, or at least while you're in charge of it. There are a few key reasons for this. Number one, if you have competitors and you've overtaken them, they're probably going to be building links so that they can get their positions back. If you don't keep building links, then they will close the gap and overtake you, and they will then get their rankings back. So you need to keep building links so that you can maintain your position. Even if they're not doing this, you should keep building backlinks just so that you can increase the distance between you and your competitors. Reason number two is if you're constantly building links, it'll be a lot easier for you to scare off your potential competitors. Tons of people in the SEO space often judge the promise of a certain idea or niche based on the level of competition. For example, if someone types in a high volume, high value keyword and they see that the number one site doesn't have a lot of links, they might decide to jump in and launch a site in this niche. They might also jump in if they see that the number one site has good links but hasn't really built any links in the past couple of months or more. Checking all of this isn't that hard because SEO tools like Ahrefs actually let you see how many backlinks the site has recently built. The example shown here is gathering tons of links each and every day. If SEO people see something like this, they're going to have a second thought about competing in this niche because it's too damn difficult. After all, they're going to be up against someone that has a solid base as well as someone that's constantly reinforcing their defenses, aka someone that has the top spot and is constantly building links to keep the top spot. Of course, building links after you rank number one does require a little bit of discipline. But if you develop this discipline, you should find it a lot easier to keep your rankings once you secure them. Tip number four, you can always ask for help. So at this point, you probably get how important link building is and some of the things you need to keep in mind when building links. But you might not be sure if you can really commit to building links, especially after everything you've learned in this video. I mean, building good backlinks sounds like a lot of work, right? Well, if you're worried, you might want to consider getting someone to help you with link building. As we talked about earlier, there's not really anything wrong with hiring someone to build backlinks for you, as long as they're building white hat quality links. So if you just pay someone to take care of this for you, things should be okay. Now, in some cases, you might not have the budget to do this, especially if you're starting out. If that's the case, you can do things yourself, and then once your website or business is making money, you should take a percentage of the monthly revenue and put it towards a monthly link building budget. The reason for this is that your time is very valuable, and you can't spend all your time building backlinks as a business owner. So therefore, it's important to outsource this to someone else. And if you're treating your website as a business, which you probably should, you may just want to look at this cost as a business expense. By the way, we have a ton of experience when it comes to helping people build backlinks. If you'd like us to help you with this kind of thing, you can book a free consultation call with us at juliangoldie.com. Okay, so this video has covered some really useful tips that you should keep in mind when it comes to building backlinks. We've covered a ton of stuff in this video, so you might want to give it another watch if everything didn't sink in the first time around. Anyhow, thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.